WMIS-FM, The River, 92.1, Black Duck, Bemidji.
I still can't even hardly believe my ears when you even tell me this.
Translator K237FJ, 95.3, Thief River Falls, and W300BP, 107.9, Grand Rapids.
Now this I love.
Northern Minnesota's rock station. This is a special sports presentation on the Beaver Radio Network. It's time to huddle. The Coach's Huddle and the Tom Ceratori Show at Fozzie's Smoke and Barbecue.
Back down, bottom of the left circle for Eric Martin. He'll circle back up, feeds it now for Loaf. Shoots and scores! Loaf with the shot. Leighton Rohn may have gotten a piece of it. The Beavers win it in the 3-on-3.
The Tom Ceratori Show with Brian Schultz, Brian Bissonette, and Kelly Schultz.
Back for Weissman. Up top it goes to Corcoran. To the top of the right circle. Tipped out in front. The Beavers score. Bemidji State's Jackson Judding. Ottertail power play goal. Beavers up by 2.
Stop by for cold beer and the best barbecue in town. And we might just pick up your tab. Your home for the Beavers for 23 years. The Beaver Radio Network is WMIS-FM 92.1, The River.
Good evening.
You're right there.
Welcome to the huddle. How's everybody doing here? All right, we are at Fozzie's Smoke and Barbecue in downtown Bemidji. Kelly Schultz with you, Brian Bissonette, Kevin Reed. And we are talking BSU Beaver sports. Big weekend on the docket. We've got 8 games on the Beaver Radio Network. Beaver men's hockey on the road. They left already today to Lake Superior State. Schultzy will have those broadcasts for you Friday and Saturday on 92.1 The River right here on this station that we're broadcasting tonight. Beaver men's and women's basketball at home this weekend. Kev, you'll have those games.
Actually, it should be pretty interesting on the men's side. The two top teams, well, two of the four that are tied for first place in the South will be in town. Southwest Minnesota State on Friday and Sioux Falls on Saturday. So a big challenge for the men. And the women, it's a challenge to get 5 healthy bodies on the court. So they're going to do the best they can to do that.
Well, you'll have those games. And everybody here, head on out to the BSU Gymnasium and check out some basketball this weekend. I'll be on the road with Beaver Women's Hockey. They are headed to St. Cloud State this Friday and Saturday. A big game on Saturday. It is Hockey Day Minnesota, as most of us here remember the one back so many years ago here in Bemidji. And Biss, I know you survived it with a little frostbite, right? No,
I didn't have any frostbite. I was fortunate, you know, being on the committee that, you know, obviously we knew it was coming. And we had some warming houses that we could hide in. But I think, you know, the memories, just are made that much stronger because of the adversity we faced. But are they going to threaten us? I mean, it's going to get colder, right? Are they going to threaten our record of 26 below at Faceoff in White Bear Lake on Saturday?
Maybe.
I find that hard to believe.
Probably not.
I think that record is probably pretty solid for us. But it is going to be a little chillier for them than the last couple of hockey days have seen.
Well, good news for me and the Beaver women is we're playing inside at the Herb Brooks National Hockey Center. So, but it is one of the featured games on Bally Sports North. But you can watch the game, turn down the audio, and listen to my broadcast because I'll have everything about BSU women's hockey on that broadcast. So you won't have to listen to those other guys.
There you go.
How's that?
What do we got to give away tonight? I know I see Jody canning out the tickets. If you haven't gotten a red ticket yet.
Yeah, the prizes are actually in my laptop bag here. Jody's like, where are the prizes? We've got Mall of America family 4-packs. We have a pair of tickets to go see Granger Smith. The country artist is going to be at Shooting Star Casino Monoman on Friday night. So we got a pair of tickets to that.
Okay.
And we also have Fozzie's Smoke and Barbecue gift cards to give away. So that's pretty cool. We got all kinds of great prizes, over $500 in prizes. Jody's got the magic envelope here, and she's going to be passing around those red tickets here. If you're at Fozzie's, make sure you get one of those red tickets. We'll be doing giveaways in between each commercial break.
People with Beaver gear get 2 tickets. Is that the deal still?
Yes.
All right. So there you go. If you haven't gotten a ticket, track down Jody, and we'll draw for winners in between on commercial breaks.
Okay, and we've got a special guest with us tonight. Of course, our athletic director, Britt Lauritsen, is with us tonight. Britt, welcome.
Oh, thanks for having me, friends. Yeah. Always a pleasure. Always love talking to y'all.
And, of course, Britt, this is your first year at BSU. You've been here since July, correct?
That is correct.
How are things going in your world?
It's been probably the quickest 7 months of my life. So we know fall was super busy. We've talked about that on the show before. It was a great fall. Transitioning into our winter season and winter sports mm-hmm. has been a really, really cool thing for me to witness. And just the more that we get into the academic year and our sports seasons, the better I get to know our student athletes and our coaches. And I think that's the key part of what I wanted to do in this first year.
Well, I had to rep the BSU soccer team tonight. I bought some new gear, got it delivered yesterday. Pretty happy about that. You know, each of the teams does a like a fundraiser through whatever athletic company. I can't remember what it's called, but Britt, you might know a little bit more.
Yeah. So typically our sports will have some sort of athletic apparel fundraiser through game one, which is our Adidas rep right now. So it's a really nice opportunity to do some fundraising, but also supply our fans with some new gear every year. I see the North Face, which for the weather that we're about to have, that's perfect.
This thing is so warm, seriously worth all the money, and of course to promote BSU soccer in the middle of winter, of course.
Well, it's been a challenging winter, Britt. Where are you from? I mean, is this your first time in these sub-zero temperatures coming up?
Originally from southern Indiana, so our winters did not look a lot like this at all. We had snow, mostly ice in the past decade. I think all of our snow accumulation has just turned to ice. But these types of temperatures that we have, like, this would be a brutal winter in southern Indiana. So
what we're thinking of, is it nice right now? Or what's coming up?
Oh, what's coming up, I can't even comprehend at this point. You know, I think it's a prerequisite for Hockey Day Minnesota to be just unbearably cold from what everybody has told me. So this weekend makes perfect sense that we have that coming up in the state, because it sounds like it's going to be brutal. So today, Deb Slough, our amazing just rock star of an administrative assistant in our athletics department, she's literally the glue that holds us together, and she always gives me like really motherly advice. And so I walked in after lunch and I had my knee length coat on, but I didn't have it zipped up, and she looked at me and she goes, girl, you got to learn how to zip that coat. You are not going to survive. So I pick up little tidbits like that all the time, and I'm still working on it, but in my brain, I keep telling myself I'm prepared for this weekend and the cold, but in my heart, I know that is not the case.
Well, the key is to get in and out. I mean, don't spend any time outside if you can. I mean, yeah, obviously, everybody still moves around. We're pretty good about that. But, you don't want to be sitting out there for very long.
I have no intentions of doing that. We'll be good.
You're going to get your exercise and probably be in a dead sprint.
Exactly. That'll be the most cardio I've gotten in a long time. Yes. Just like truck to my office and back. Yeah, that'll be good.
Well, BSU's got a lot going on. Of course, this spring, the green and white auction will happen. Again, it's the first time since pre-COVID. We'll talk a little bit more about that. I know Kevin over here to my right, he wants to talk about Upper Iowa leaving the conference. They are moving on. I know Beaver football, that was the final time they'll ever play Upper Iowa. And all the other sport, the D2 sports.
Well, I mean, Kevin is crushed.
I was crushed. When,
can't when go to went, Fayette anymore.
Yeah, when we went to Fayette earlier this year, I had to take an extra box of tissues because I was just so verklempt over the fact that I was never going to go back to Fayette, Iowa again by choice.
What a great ACT word you just used. That was fantastic. And I'm really sorry. All my sympathy for not being able to go to Fayette.
But yeah, we
didn't miss much.
No, not really. not only did they leave, but they left in such a hurry. We had a little bit of a discussion in your office, Britt, but you said that they were very communicative about leaving and how they were doing it, and they were very transparent, and that's why they were allowed to leave so soon. But the fact that they have left so soon has made a mess of things.
It has. And I give all due respect to Upper Iowa, because truly they did communicate all throughout this process. They've been very transparent about the decision to leave the NSIC, what that looks like for them as an institution. We know in higher education, we have to make decisions that are best for the institution at that time. And for Upper Iowa, for them to be in a conference that gave them a little bit different travel scenario. You know, competitively, it looks a little bit different as well. There are a lot of key pieces to that. But they did communicate that in every meeting. You know, I just joined the NSIC, obviously, in July, but I was struck by coming from the MIAA, where we had a few institutions during my tenure there leave with no notice and no communication. It was a demonstrative difference between that scenario with a couple of schools who were former MIAA members and Upper Iowa, who was communicating and letting us know what was going on.
Well, and that is a little bit more unusual. In today's realm, it is more like people just leave without telling you.
Right.
I mean, like,
right.
Wasn't the Big 12 caught off guard, you know, by those schools leaving all of a sudden here just recently even. But there's been a lot of shakeup in all these conferences through the years, so I guess it's not becoming nearly as shocking. But from Upper Iowa's perspective, you can see, I think, the reasoning. I mean, you know, it competitively, they've really struggled.
Right, yeah. And, you know, that's a big part of athletics. You obviously want to stay competitive in your conference, in your region. And it takes a big leap, you know, to move conferences just for a competitive advantage. At our level, at Division II, that's really not a thing. You know, it costs so much money to leave a conference and then join a new conference. So that's a small piece of it. It's obviously a piece of it, and I think they'll excel in a little bit different competitive environment. But, yeah, it's hard. You know, I don't fault them for any decision that they made. And truly, I think they could if they would, or if they would if they could stay in the NSIC. I truly think they would.
Well, let's talk about scheduling then for a minute. There's a nice big hole in the middle of the Bemidji State football schedule in week 6.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Moving beyond that, then the travel partner issue for basketball. For those that aren't familiar, everybody has a travel partner. And, for instance, this weekend, Sioux Falls will play in Crookston on Friday, and Southwest will play here on Friday. Then on Saturday, Southwest will be here, and Sioux Falls will be there. So with Upper Iowa gone, now you're at 15. You're at an odd number. You can't have travel partners anymore. But let's start with football. How are things going trying to find an opponent in week 6 for Bemidji State?
Ooh, that's a great, great question. I wish I had a really good answer for that. Having a bye in week 6, it's kind of a double-edged sword, because I think the pro of that is being able to have a break, you know, right in the middle of your season, right before, if you look at the schedule, right before some really tough games towards the end of the year. But as competitive as our region is in football, you don't want it to come down to only having 10 games and then perhaps somebody else having an 11th game that gives them an edge when we're looking at regional rankings. Our regional rankings are so tight that every tenth of a percentage point makes a difference. And so sometimes having that 11th game could make a difference. So trying to look for different avenues, we've looked for a week 6 opponent that maybe was a lower level D1, put some feelers out there just to see what was open. We've looked for other D2s in different conferences that have open schedules. I think there may be some NAIA openings. I talked with Coach Bolte a little bit today. So with Presentation College announcing that they're closing, they won't be doing athletics anymore, they won't exist anymore, that leaves an opening in their schedule as well for some of those NAIA schools out that direction. The week 6 is hard, because that's a hard place to have a bye. It's a hard place to plug somebody in. There are some opportunities to think about doing a week 0 game, kind of like they do in Division 1. But at our level, to get a waiver to do that is basically takes an act of Congress. Like, it is,
wow.
It is a difficult thing to do. You have to have a lot of mitigating circumstances, and you really have to make a compelling case. It's something that I've told Coach, like, we can try it. I'm all for it. Like, I will push it as far as we can. And even if it's a 10% chance, if it means it's a 10% chance of getting a waiver to get that 11th game, let's see what happens. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we're trying to look at all avenues to get something in play so that we don't have that gaping hole in the middle.
Could you have a bye? I mean, there's enough, the rules aren't against that, are they? You just have one less game.
Yeah, you just have one less game. And I think from a player health and safety standpoint, having a week there to recover.
In the middle? Yeah.
That's huge, especially in our conference. So we tend to beat each other up quite a bit.
Would it be detrimental, though, to postseason potential because you have a bye week? You know?
Division II is interesting because of the regionalization structure. In theory, it shouldn't. it should be, you know, based on the amount of games that you play and, you know, who your competition is, how you do in that, in those 10 games. But we have objective rules and objective criteria with fallible humans who are translating that objective criteria. And so there's always going to be a little bit of that human element to it. We know sometimes more than a little bit.
Well, they only played 10 games.
Exactly.
I mean, you can hear it.
Exactly.
I mean, we played 11.
Yeah.
If we went to play that 11th, we'd be 10-0 too.
Of all of the D2 athletic programs, though, is football the one that's taking the biggest hit on this? I would think because they play the least amount of games during the season.
I think their hit maybe looks a little different. I don't know if it's necessarily the biggest, but it's definitely the one that kind of feels most gaping.
Okay.
With that. I think when we look at other sports with Upper Iowa leaving, soccer, volleyball, basketball, and those scheduling situations, there are more opportunities to make up for lost games or to create a schedule where you're getting mm-hmm. the proper amount of games and the normal amount of games and just switching things up. So football, because of the amount of conferences in Division II and just in our region that play closed schedules, it's much harder to go out and find a game than it would be for basketball, soccer, volleyball to go find somebody else to play non-conference.
Well, and Kevin, I don't know. Have you been here when there's ever been a non-conference game? You might never have.
No, I have never.
Yeah, I was going to say.
I've seen it on the website, but I've never actually been around when there's been a non-conference game. So
for football?
Yeah,
it's been unusual in that regard. I mean, I remember when that was always the case. You know, the first couple of games were non-conference, and, you know, depending on the team. I mean, they play Shadron State, I remember.
Yep.
But then once the NSIC went to 16 teams, that pretty much kiboshed anything of that because the scheduling into play, and they had to just play internal to the conference. So I like the non-conference stuff personally because you see all sorts of different teams then instead of the same teams every other year.
I think it's a good
thing.
Anyway. If you can make it work, if you can find a good non-conference opponent, I really like the idea because it gives you the opportunity to see how you match up with somebody that you wouldn't normally play. And that's, for Division II, one of the there are a lot of things that people have and take issue with the regionalization structure, but one of them is that it's much easier to play a closed schedule and then, you know, be stuck into regionals. You don't really see a whole lot of people outside of that. So if you could get out of your region for comparison's sake, I think that's a really cool opportunity.
Well, we're going to shift gears here, I think, and move on. We're going to take a quick break. Jody's going to give away some prizes. So if you are listening and you're in your car and you're maybe driving past downtown and you're hungry, head on down to Fozzie Smoke and Barbecue and join us. It is Wing Wednesday here. That's my go-to here tonight. Oh, yeah. Dollar Wings. Gotta love it. And they've got drink specials
as well.
And we still
have room for you. There's still some openings.
There's still, a few tables here. It's starting to get full, so head on down. We're talking more BSU Beaver Sports with the athletic director, Britt Lauritsen, will join us again here after this break. You are listening to The Coach's Huddle from Fozzie Smoke and Barbecue in downtown Bemidji on the Beaver Radio Network.
The Huddle at the Tavern on the South Shore. The Huddle is the Beaver Radio Network on WMIS FM, The River.
That to-do list you have needs just one more thing. Chill. It's an easy thing to do. Just crack open a nice cold Coors Light and chill. Take the afternoon off and binge watch just about anything. Go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Who's counting anyways? Or hang out with just your dog because you've had enough human interaction already this week. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. 2023 Coors Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
At Jimmy John's, we don't make sandwiches. We make the sandwich of sandwiches. We use fresh veggies because we don't hate salads. We just feel bad for them. We make our sandwiches exactly how you want because you're the one who's eating it. And we bake bread all day, every day, because stale bread isn't bread. It's croutons. Sandwich history is written by the victors. Good thing we have legible handwriting. Jimmy John's, the sandwich of sandwiches. Order, pickup, or delivery on the app.
Hi, Dan the GM man. Don't just drive by, stop by. come check out the new look of the 2023 Chevy and GMC trucks, along with many other Chevy, Buick, and GMC vehicles. Inventory levels are increasing, and 2023 is looking like a great year. So don't just drive by, stop by Dominger Chevrolet Buick GMC in Bemidji. Chevy, find new roads.
Better cars, better service for the best customers. Dominger GM of Bemidji.
When you buy some of the best-selling equipment in America, the relationship doesn't just end at the showroom floor. You become part of something bigger, a dedicated parts and service team that'll keep you productive from day one. Equipment backed by our standard warranty and the Orange Protection Program for extended peace of mind, and a Kubota family that has your back every step of the way. Ask about how we can keep your Kubota running like a Kubota. See the full line of Kubota at Acme Tools, Highways 2 and 71 North, Bemidji. Do your best work.
Paul Bunyan Communications has the latest in technology for your business, including access control systems. Secure your entries and exits with card readers and access badges or key fobs. Control access into your building or in certain areas inside your building, or both. For an access control system for your business, talk to your local communications cooperative. Paul Bunyan Communications, powered by the GigaZone. We have the latest in technology for your business.
Wintertime is the best time to visit Ray Sport and Marine to get you on the snow in the machine of your dreams.
Hey, it's Brandon with Ray Sport Marine of Bemidji. Here to let you know, our team is ready to help you enjoy this winter with Articat snowmobiles and off-road. With a showroom full of Articat off-road, stop in and let us help you enjoy this long winter. Need service or parts? Our knowledgeable staff is ready to help you with your Articat snowmobile. Ray Sport Marine, 1.5 miles north of the airport on Highway 71.
This weekend on the Beaver Radio Network, the Beaver basketball teams takes on Southwest Minnesota State and the University of Sioux Falls at the BSU Gym. The Budweiser pregame show starts 30 minutes prior to game time. Info at BeaverRadioNetwork.com.
It out to Williams left side. He'll shoot a three-pointer and hit. Williams now with 6.
Coverage begins Friday at 5, Saturday at 3. Listen in on Talk Radio 106.3.
The Huddle at the Tavern on the South Shore. The Huddle is the Beaver Radio Network on WMIS FM, The River.
Welcome back to the Coach's Huddle here at Fozzie Smoke and Barbecue. Kel Biss, no Schultze, he's on his way to... On a bus to...
He's on a bus.
The UP with the BSU Beaver men's hockey.
They're stopping halfway. That's
Are
how
they?
Far Sault Ste. Marie, Michigan is. They're going to... where's Northern? Marquette.
Marquette first, right?
That's where they're
and
stopping.
And they practice.
They're going to practice and then go the rest of the way tomorrow.
Wow. It's a crazy
About
long
14
trip.
14 hours.
Yeah. Yeah.
And aren't you jealous you're not on that
Oh,
trip?
Totally. Totally. I love long bus trips in the middle of winter through the UP. Brian doesn't even let me go with him when it's snowing because he knows I'm a wreck.
You're a bad passenger.
I am a bad passenger. That is correct.
Of course, Kevin Reed here. He's doing all the engineering and producing our show tonight. And Kevin will have the BSU Beaver men's and women's basketball games this Friday and Saturday at the BSU gym. Go out there and support the Beavs. And the Beaver men are having a heck of a season so far.
It's a bounce back. You know, they got hurt early. They were 1-4. They started to get their guys back, and now they're 8-6 in the conference. They're in really good shape to make the tournament. The top six teams in each division make the tournament. But they're also in a pretty good spot to get a home game, possibly. They're
really?
2 games ahead of Minot with, 8 games left to play. They play Minot again. They're in a good shape. They're in a good spot, and they just need to stay healthy because they showed that if they lose a couple of guys, the depth is there, but it's very young, and so it takes a little time to get that depth ready to play. So as long as they stay healthy, they'll be okay.
Even more reason to go out to the BSU gym Friday and Saturday and cheer on our Beaver basketball teams because they might have a home game for postseason. That'd
That's quite
awesome.
A turnaround for them. Yeah, that's awesome to hear. And, Kev obviously has been following them. What has been the biggest change? What has spurred on the...
They're healthy.
That's the biggest difference. Yeah, they lost so many people last season.
Yep, and then they had lost R.J. Smith and John Sutherland at the same time for 3 games.
Wow.
And again, the youngsters came in and they played well, but they're youngsters. They had to learn to play different positions than they normally play. They were a little outsized. you know, when you lose a couple 6'7 guys and you try to play a 6'4 or 6'5 kid in there and he's a freshman, it takes a little time. So, but they've got their guys back. Brandon Chrisleeb had missed 4 games. He came back last weekend, played a few minutes. So they should be 100% healthy going into this weekend. And it's going to be a big weekend against 2 first-place teams.
How's the crowds been?
As far as I can tell, about same. I mean, I haven't been here very long, so.
Right, yeah.
But there's, you know, the folks are coming out. And what I like also is the women play the second game now. But they actually, on the road over the weekend, came early just to watch the men's game.
Oh, that's awesome.
So that they could cheer on the men. And they also do that, you know, if the women, whoever's playing second, the first team hangs around to watch the second. And the second team comes in a little early to watch the first one. So they support each other. It's really cool.
Do you travel together?
No. Okay. No, they each have their own bus, and that's very good, and it's very helpful. Especially, well, again, we had several.
Oh, you guys had the stomach flu or stomach bug going around last weekend on the women's team.
Yep, several of the women's basketball players were not feeling well last weekend, and so it was good that they were on separate buses, and it's
point.
It's not gonna spread between the teams and cause problems on the men's side as well. But they're coming back. The way I talked to Chelsea Stoltenberg today. The girls are starting to feel better. The ones that were sick, the injuries are, you know, are still there. The little bumps and bruises because everybody has to play so much because there aren't as many bodies on the bench. But you know, they're getting there. But health wise, you know, the physical illness part of it is getting better.
Good to hear. So they'll be back, hopefully 100% by the weekend. And of course, we'll have those games. If you can't be there, we'll have them on BeaverRadioNetwork.com. Of course, men's and women's basketball can be heard here locally on Talk Radio 106.3 on the FM dial. So, Biz, you're off this weekend.
Yeah, no, I don't travel to Sault Ste. Marie, Michigan. That's a 3-day vacation for me, and that's not what I'm taking vacation time for. But I'll be paying attention. You know, I like to watch on Flow Hockey when I'm not able to, you know, could be on the road. So, and it's a big series for the Beavs. I mean, you know, they've struggled a little bit out of the gate. Obviously, split with Northern Michigan, played 2 pretty good games. That's hockey, though. I mean, you know, win one day and you lose the next. And if you look at the score sheet and don't know what happened, you'd go, oh, well, Northern Michigan dominated that game on Saturday when really BSU was probably the better team. Just not a lot of puck luck.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we I think, you know, Lake is in the bottom of the standings.
Mm-hmm.
And so hopefully if they can come away with 4 or 5, maybe six points, that would really help their cause because, you know, they've got some games to give still. So standing-wise, I think they're in fourth. But
yep.
But the teams they're behind have played at least 2 or sometimes 4 more games.
Mm-hmm.
So there's room for the Beavers to move up once they if they can continue to win. And then, of course, a big weekend next weekend with Michigan Tech. And I know we're going to talk about that because it's Make-A-Wish Day.
Yes.
$5 tickets. So is now the time to talk about that?
Perfect segue.
Man, what a great segue.
I've done this for a living before, huh? So the next
it.
Home series is Michigan Tech, which is always a fun opponent and
right.
And always very competitive. But you guys have something special planned. It's Make-A-Wish Day, and what day is that of the two?
That is Saturday, February 4th. So
okay.
Make-A-Wish Day. I am so incredibly excited for this. It's going to be one of the coolest things that we do all year long. And it really started in August. Rumor Flatness, who is on our women's basketball team, she is our Student Athlete Advisory Committee president. We met early in the school year, and I also met with the officers talking about some of the things that they wanted to see happen during the school year. And they had been really inspired after they went to the NSIC Student Athlete Advisory Committee Summit and seeing the work that other schools were doing around Make-A-Wish. Make-A-Wish is Division II's charity.
Okay.
And so NCAA Division II has raised millions of dollars for Make-A-Wish.
That's
over
awesome.
A 20-year partnership. And so it's something that Division II's really tied into. And Rumor came to me and said, it would be really great if we could do a Make-A-Wish event at hockey, try to sell the arena out. And things just kind of kept falling into place as we worked on it. Rumor's got a younger sibling who is in third grade. In her third grade class, she has a classmate who was a Make-A-Wish kid or is a Make-A-Wish kid.
Oh, awesome.
And so it kind of just all came about where, you know, the stars aligned and we were able to contact the family of this kiddo and ask if they wanted to be a part of it. So she'll be doing, Isla will be doing an honorary puck drop. She'll have a BSU jersey. And we kind of went and pitched this to some of our local partners to see how big can we make this. And so the Chamber of Commerce really stepped up and said, we want to make this just blow the roof off the place. And awesome. That's what we've gone out to try to do. So Chamber of Commerce is helping us with a teddy bear toss that Very we're going to cool. do after the first Beaver goal. Those were the teddy bears are donated by Lukens. We've gotten support from First National Bank. I'm not going to spoil the surprise on that about what they're doing, but they're going to do something really cool that we're going to unveil next week, the week of game day. So
people need to just get your tickets for that Saturday Beaver. Is it just the men's game?
Just the men's game.
Just the men's game that night. And
tickets are $5 in some sections?
Yes. So general admission, no facility fees. So thank you, ASM Global, for that. No facility fees on any tickets. We drop down general admission tickets to $5. Every other ticket in every other section has a $10 discount.
Wow.
So you can get like club level seats for $10 less than,
very
than you normally would.
Yeah.
It's awesome. The discount's great. It'll be a really cool thing. We really want to try to manufacture a sellout so that we can just give our wish kid here in Bemidji and give our community something to rally behind.
And so it isn't necessarily a specific wish for her. That she said. I mean, it's just you guys are creating the awareness for Make-A-Wish as a whole and also obviously have a local way that you can show the impact that Make-A-Wish has had.
Yeah, absolutely. We'll be raising money for Make-A-Wish for the national organization and donating that back through the NCAA's channels for Division II. But I think it's interesting and always good for the community to realize that, you know, Make-A-Wish and those organizations that you've heard a lot about, they have local impact. And even in a city the size of Bemidji, like, those organizations make an impact, and we should support them. So I'm really excited to give us something to really rally behind and just have fun. You know, I my wife asks me all the time, what would this look like if it was fun? This is fun. Like, this is like what I am so geared up for. I am so excited for it.
Well, there's nothing better than giving back to the community, whether it's, you know, the local animal shelter or some children's, like this particular organization, you know, just to get the community involved and being able to help and give. And like you said, make it really special for Isla to be out there with the puck drop and have thousands of people sell out crowd at the Sanford Center. How cool would that be?
It would be amazing. And that's what I love about sport. That's why I work in college athletics. Like, that's what we do. Like, we are here to do something bigger than just put on games and put on, you know, matches, whatever that is. Like, it's bigger than that. College sports are about community, and you don't have to be a diehard fan. You just have to enjoy being together. And that's the big thing that we want to do at BSU is remind folks that you can be a Beaver fan no matter what your, you know, hockey IQ is or soccer IQ or volleyball or whatever it is. Like, just come enjoy being with your community and being with folks who live in and share the spaces with you.
And it's gonna, you know, creates an awesome atmosphere that we haven't quite honestly seen in a while. I mean, other than the Gopher exhibition game, which is the first sellout I can remember in a long time, and that is a different atmosphere. I mean, from a fan perspective and from a player perspective, I mean, it just elevates everything.
It does. When I walked in, so we had men's and women's basketball that same night. So I had been at men's and women's basketball, came over right as our saxophone player was finishing up the national
anthem.
That
was incredible, by the way.
Oh, my gosh. Let's talk about, like, smooth jazz on New Year's Eve.
Oh, that was so awesome.
It was like goosebumps is exactly what I got. So, you know, I'm in there for the last few notes. And as soon as, you know, our saxophone player was done, that place just started buzzing. You know, I hadn't felt that in the Sanford Center yet. And just the amount of energy, you feel it in your bones. Like, you can suck that in. And as a fan watching any sport where you've got that kind of environment, like, you get charged up. You get geared up just like the players do.
Yeah, it was a fun atmosphere. It was fun to be part of. And speaking of that, on a side note, just getting the statewide exposure that BSU has gotten from both those Gopher games, not only the men's exhibition game, but the women this past Saturday, both featured on Fox 9 Plus out of the Twin Cities. And my parents actually watched it. My dad was flipping between my broadcast with Amber Frickland and the Chiefs game. Go figure. I'm like, thanks, Dad.
Priorities, right?
Priorities. But it was pretty cool to get that statewide exposure for not only Minnesota, obviously, the Gophers. Everybody knows them. But to get something out there about Bemidji State and to showcase the beautiful facility we have, the great talent we have on our teams. For you as an athletic director, what does that do for Bemidji State?
Well, first, I want to give a shout-out to Tracy Dill because he was my predecessor in this role. He's currently the commissioner of the WCHA, and he really was the one who got those Fox 9 deals off the ground for us. It started with women's hockey. Fox 9 has a deal with the WCHA, but he was actually the one who pitched the New Year's Eve game.
And that's so awesome.
That was such a huge thing for us, and I think being able to get our product and get Bemidji State's name out in front of so many more people and get that name recognition. You know, I've talked about it before, you know, our hockey programs, especially Bemidji State, people know that, you know, you get the name recognition from it. So I think that's huge for us as an institution. I think being able to see our facilities, but just see the city of Bemidji. I think our production team did an absolutely incredible job. Both our Mass Comm folks and then the folks at the Sanford Center with doing a lot of those establishing shots of Lake Bemidji, of the city.
Cool.
You know, those types of things are memorable. You know, it's not stock images. It's, you know, things they went out and shot themselves for,
awesome.
For those broadcasts. So, you know, we have the product here, not just at BSU, but in Bemidji, to really, you know, sell folks on how gorgeous and how unique and special it is in our community.
Well, before we cut you loose, Britt, we actually have Mary Goodwin coming on from our indoor track and field team. She is a brand new BSU record holder. Yoo-hoo! So Mary will be joining us here after our next break. But before we get to that break, the green and white auction, it's huge, and I know BSU has done this many years in the past. Biss, I know, I'm sure you've been to them. Schultze and I have been to them. It's a spectacular event where you can bid on some beautiful auction items and help support BSU athletics. It's a beautiful dinner. How is this year's planning going, and what's the date and the details?
Yeah, so this year's planning is going really, really well. Our alumni and foundation folks have really led the charge. Jesse Katz, who started in August as our Beaver Pride person, has just been absolutely just off the rails, going, asking everybody, like, just hustling and doing a great job. So he and Adrian Dunn have done a lot of work getting good silent auction items, live auction items. We're going to have a wide range of things. So April 15th at the Sanford Center, you know, come out. Please make sure that you make a night of it. It's going to be excellent. You know, dinner, auction, you know, get to hang out with our coaches, our staff. You can't beat that. And it supports a good cause. It's really, for us, you know, happens every 2 years. It's a driving force and a driving factor in our operations, our scholarships, all of those things. It makes an impactful difference for us. So the better we do, the better that we can support our student athletes. And that's really what it's about. Your dollars that you spend at Green and White get filtered right back into programs that help our student athletes. That's what we're here to do.
So April 15th, and where do they get tickets?
If you want tickets, I would say contact Jesse Katz at the Alumni and Foundation office. He can set you up either with tickets or a table. Tables for 10 are $1,000 for sponsors. So there are tickets that are on individual basis, but we are still looking for table sponsors. It's a really great opportunity for businesses to be able to bring, you know, your staff in and enjoy a night.
It'll be a fun night. April 15th, mark your calendar, get your tickets now. And help support BSU athletics.
Well, you mentioned Jesse, and for all the fans for Beaver, if you're not on the mailing list, there's an email now from Beaver Pride that's a weekly email, and that promoted the show even. So if you're not on the email list, how do you get on it? Go to Beaver Pride online?
I'll go to Beaver Pride online. Go to you can go to our website, bsubeavers.com. You can go to the foundation's website. I'm sure Jesse wouldn't mind if I gave his cell phone number over on the radio, but I won't do that to him. But you can always contact me too via email or my office phone, and I can get you hooked up.
Yeah, because it's awesome. It's a weekly email that comes out that tells you all about what's coming up in the weekend or the week of in Beaver sports. So
yeah,
it's
awesome.
If you follow, if you're part of Beaver Nation, you should be on that email list. So you might not be aware of it, but that's been
it'll
something
get
that
you
Jesse
prepped
got
and ready
started.
To
yeah.
go.
Yeah, well, and then you know what's going on too.
Yeah.
Instead of having to do the research yourself. So Jesse's done a really good job with that at Beaver Pride. So get on the email list if you haven't already. You know, be in the know, right?
Exactly, exactly.
All right. Britt Lauritsen joining us here on the Coach's Huddle from Fozzie Smoke and Barbecue in downtown Bemidji. All I got to say is I'm getting hungry. I can smell that barbecue now. It smells delicious. So get on down here. We still have prizes to give away. Jody's going to give those away during this break. We'll be back. We're going to visit with Mary Goodwin from BSU's indoor track and field team. She is a BSU record holder. We'll be back after this on the Beaver Radio Network.
The Huddle at the Tavern on the South Shore. The Huddle is the Beaver Radio Network on WMIS-FM, The River.
Northwoods Bait and Tackle, Rutgers Birchmont Lodge, and Mix 103.7 present
the Birchmont Winter Bash Ice Fishing Derby and Raffle, February 25th, starting at noon at Rutgers Birchmont Lodge.
Over $45,000 in cash and prizes, and each ticket is good for both the Fishing Derby and Raffle. Proceeds benefit BSU and BHS fishing teams. The Birchmont Winter Bash is brought to you by Sharps, Bree Anderson Realtor, Slim's Bar and Grill, Northern Rise, Jake Bloom State Farm, Hurt Trucking, Wes's Plumbing, Cena Construction, Naylor's, Ruzzi's Bar and Grill, Pinnacle Marketing Group, PSM, Grizzly Trust, A&W, Northern Liquor, Bemidji Welder Supply, Kurt Davis Bobcat, Ross Lewis Sign, Keith's Pizza, Clarity Glass, Newell's Guide Service, AJ's Overland, North Country Guide Service, and Hanson Contracting. Grab your tickets now at Rutgers Birchmont Lodge, Northwoods Bait and Tackle, Acme Tools, in both Lukens Village Foods locations. The Birchmont Winter Bash Ice Fishing Derby and Raffle, February 25th, starting at noon at Rutgers Birchmont Lodge. Presented by Northwoods Bait and Tackle, Rutgers Birchmont Lodge, and Mix 103.
The key to success is a solid game plan and commitment to the fundamentals. Otter Tail Power Company recognizes Bemidji State University men's and women's athletics for teamwork and dedication throughout the season and wishes you the best as you take it to the next level. Otter Tail Power Company encourages you to keep the energy going, Beavers. Best wishes for a memorable season of Bemidji State University sports. Go Beavers!
At Stitsworth Meats in Bemidji, customers mean everything. So the goal is to always provide you the highest quality meats and fast, friendly service. Whether it's the many grocery stores, restaurants, and bars and grills that rely on Stitsworth for the freshest meat cuts and tastiest USDA smokehouse products, or the customers who walk in the door looking for the main course for their next meal, Stitsworth provides the selection and service people are craving. Shop the store next to Country Kitchen in Bemidji. Stitsworth Meats. Meat locally.
It's never too early to consider your goals and refine your vision for retirement. We're Alan Zutz and Rice Miller with Thrivent, and we're here to help you create a strategy that reflects your priorities. We can help you assess your needs and determine the right next steps for your unique situation. Call 218-444-0202 to get started. That's 218-444-0202. That's Alan Zutz and Rice Miller with Thrivent Financial. 218-444-0202.
A six-pack in the fridge isn't enough when you've got a whole squad coming over after the game. Do your game prep at First City Liquor on Paul Bunyan Drive Northwest or Lakeview Liquor on Lake Bemidji's South Shore. And stock up with coolers and coolers full of all your team favorites from Bemidji's largest off-sale selection of beer, wine, and liquor. Get heads-up coaching wherever you are. Text CHEERS to 218-444-1037. And great deals are just a text away. From Lakeview Liquor on the South Shore Lakeside and First City Liquor on Paul Bunyan Drive Northwest.
This weekend on the Beaver Radio Network, women's hockey travels to St. Cloud State. The Budweiser pregame show starts 30 minutes prior to game time. Info at BeaverRadioNetwork.com.
Puck will end up at the stick of McKenna Deering. She'll skate from the left to the right. A shot, a goal! McKenna Deering puts the Beavers on the board.
Coverage begins Friday at 5:30, Saturday at 12:30. Listen in on 94.3 The Legends.
The Huddle at the Tavern on the South Shore. The Huddle is the Beaver Radio Network on WMIS-FM, The River.
Welcome back to Fozzie's Smoke and Barbecue here in downtown Bemidji. Kelly Schultz, Brian Bissonette, Kevin Reed with you tonight, and our special guest this part of our program, new BSU Beaver indoor track and field record holder, Mary Goodwin, the junior out of Eagle River, Alaska. Mary, thanks for joining us.
Yeah, thank you.
A round of applause. One thing about this BSU track and field team that I think is so amazing is that week in and week out at every meet, there are runners, jumpers, pole vaulters, whoever it may be, breaking personal records and school records. So if you don't pay attention, go to bsubeavers.com and just click on some of the news stories from track and field, because they're incredible athletes.
What record did you break?
I broke the mile record.
No way.
Yes.
Awesome.
Which is going to make all of us feel really slow. So what is the record mile at BSU?
It is now 5:11.
Wow. Most people think, oh, 6 minutes, 7 minute mile is pretty good.
I can maybe do a half a mile in 5 minutes. Wow.
That was incredible. So what meet was that at?
That was at the UWS in Wisconsin, or Superior, Wisconsin, this weekend. So.
Did you know at what point of that race that you were close to breaking the record?
I don't know. I kind of went into it not expecting really to break the record, especially not like by that much. My fastest time before was like a 5:20. So I, you know, went in hoping to break maybe a couple seconds off my time. But every lap, I kind of was coming in faster than expected. And I think about halfway, I was like, I think I might do this. And, you know, I just kind of kept pushing. And when I came across the line at the finish line, they had, you know, the time up there, and I saw it, and I just screamed. I was like, oh, my gosh, I just did that.
Were your teammates all waiting for you at the finish line?
Yeah, they were. They were all standing there, like, supporting me. Like, they're a really great team. And
oh, my gosh.
Wow. Now, you're from Alaska. So
yes.
How did you find out about Bemidji and select Bemidji for college?
Well, I didn't really know about Bemidji till my coach called me. Like, he knew my high school coach, and he just got in contact with me. I really wasn't planning on running at all in college, and he called me and kind of just was like, well, you know, this is Bemidji, like, kind of talked about it, and I was like, where is Bemidji, Minnesota? I've never heard of this before. Yeah. And so I just looked it up, and I know I immediately fell in love with the coach. I mean, he's a great guy, and he was just really kind of a big reason I decided to come to Bemidji. But really, like, seeing even, like, the pictures of Bemidji, it's just beautiful in, like, a different way than, you know, Alaska and other places are.
Okay, so Eagle River, in perspective for those of us that are not familiar geographically with where Eagle River would be, what's the closest city?
Anchorage is the closest. Eagle River is about 30 minutes north of Anchorage.
Okay, well, that gives me a better idea where you're from.
Yes.
Climate-wise, it's not very similar to here, is it?
It's,
or is it?
It's kind of similar. It's actually surprisingly warmer in the winter there. It's a little more temperate since it's closer to the water. Here in Bemidji, gets a lot colder than it does up there, but I think, like, snow-wise, it's about the same.
And so what? When did you get into running? I mean, obviously, that's something anybody can do, and all kids end up running, but competitively and get into running the mile.
Well, I mean, I've really kind of run, like, my whole life. Like, you know, I used to do fun runs, and I used to do just little things, but really I didn't start, like, competitively running, like, into, like, high school and stuff. Like, I did it in middle school, but it was just for fun, and really high school, it kind of set in, like, this is, you know, I'm pretty decent at this, and I really like it, so I'm just going to keep going. Really, I didn't run the mile a lot in high school. I really did, like, shorter, like, 800, 400. Oh. And then I came into college and realized that I'm much better at the longer distances. And so then I went up to, like, the mile and the 3K. And really only, because freshman year I didn't run the mile much. And really only last year I started kind of running the mile more and finding that it's I'm a little bit better at it than some of the other events that I run before.
Which is interesting. I mean, because in high school and in college, cross country is a set distance, correct? I mean, if you're on the BSU cross country team, you're not running a mile.
No, definitely not. Yeah.
So, it's interesting that, I mean, there's still that mile niche, though, on the track side of things collegiately.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. In cross country, we run mostly 6Ks. That's kind of what we normally compete in. And that's, you know, almost 4 miles. So it's a lot different than the mile.
So, I mean, but you run those and then you think a mile's not so far.
Yeah.
Where, like, to the layman like me, a mile is a long way to run.
Yeah, I know. Coming into indoor, even the first meet that we ran, I ran the mile, and I was like, wow, I forget how short the mile really is.
Changes your perspective. Yeah. Is that the fastest, though, in Superior that you've ever run the mile?
Yeah, that's the fastest I've ever run. Wow. Last year, my fastest time was like a 5:20. So,
wow,
which is still amazingly fast.
I was looking up your bio, and I noticed in the picture you're running the steeplechase.
Yes.
Tell us about the steeplechase and how you prepare for something like that, because that's not, to me, that's not a normal thing in terms of running. You're jumping over things. There's water. There's all kinds of stuff going on. Tell us about the steeplechase and how you prepare for that kind of thing.
Yeah, I love the steeplechase. That is like my event. Like, when we get close to out, or I just get so excited about it. Like, I've never run it before high school, so I came into college just trying it out. I was like, you know, it looks fun, it looks challenging, I might as well try. And right now in indoor, we're actually starting to already work on like running, jumping over barriers, and, you know, jumping into like the sand pit to like work on practicing for steeplechase, because it's so different from something else. You really have to work on those like specific things.
One thing I've noticed in the steeplechase is you're kind of forced to jump into the water.
Yeah, definitely.
I mean, unless you can jump 20 feet past the steeple, you're always going to wind up in the water that's kind of designed that way. How challenging is that to get soaking wet in the middle of a race?
It definitely is a challenge, especially if it's a little bit of a colder meet. You get in that water that first jump, and you're like, oh, that's really cold. That's a kind of a shock to the system there. But, I mean, unless you're, like, super strong, you're going to hit that water every time, and it's just – it's a little bit different of a challenge to be able to, like, hit the water and just keep going through it. And, you know, you just, like, we practice with the sand pit, kind of run through the sand to kind of get that feeling of that water, like, kind of pulling you back a little bit.
How many different events do you enter? You say the mile and then the steeplechase. Are there any others?
I run the 3K also indoor, and possibly, maybe I'll run a 5K here or there. We're trying to decide.
Is everything K? But the mile gets to be called the mile?
Yeah, I don't know why.
Figure that out. Yeah, okay, so 1.5K.
Yeah.
I mean, how much more than a mile is that?
Yeah.
Not very.
Nope, not really.
Yeah. So you've got the mile, and then you've got the 1.5K.
Yeah.
And then you've got a 3K, mm-hmm. which is more like, what, 2 miles, two
it's,
and a half
yeah,
miles?
Yeah, just under 2 miles, okay. Yep. Mm-hmm. Right.
Going back to the steeplechase, I just realized you hold the BSU record for that, too, at 11:29.76.
Wow. Yes, I do.
Wow. Oh, my gosh.
What year are you?
I'm a junior.
Okay, all right.
She still has another year after this.
And no pressure, but I mean, you got to break more records.
Yeah, right. And,
do you own the 1.5K record?
I do not.
Okay, there's something to shoot for.
Okay, and how about, well, you've got the mile now.
Mm-hmm.
5,000 meter. That's outdoor.
Cross country, yeah.
So you not only run indoor track and field, you run the outdoor, and you run cross country.
Yep. Oh, and it's your birthday coming up.
It is, yeah, on Saturday.
Yeah.
Well, happy early birthday.
Thank you.
We're looking at her bio. You can find out as much as you want about the athletes just by going to BSUBeavers.com.
Yeah, you too can be in the know.
One thing I like to ask athletes here, you know, obviously athletics and the studying takes up so much of your time. What else have you been able to find time to do on campus or in the Bemidji area to you know, be part of the community?
I'm actually right now shadowing some PTs because I'm looking to go to physical therapy school, and so I'm shadowing PTs out in Cass Lake right now, which I've really been enjoying, like meeting all those people and really like kind of like learning how to, you know, eventually like help them and help the help that all that going on. And I like to volunteer. I volunteered at, and well, actually the whole cross country team, I got everyone to volunteer at the Blue Ox Marathon, and we were at one of the water stations.
Awesome.
So,
but yeah. That makes sense.
Yeah, right? I know.
So you don't get to run it, but you get to volunteer
yes.
at it.
Yes, yeah.
Is that by design that your team doesn't run it?
Yeah, because we're kind of in the heat of, like, cross-country training. Okay. Like, I'd like to run a marathon one of these days, but with cross-country training, it's very specific on what we're, you know, doing.
What is, what's the longest distance you've ever run?
The longest? I've run a half marathon a couple years ago.
Oh. Wow. How long did it take you to train for that compared to, like, your typical cross-country meet?
With that, I didn't even end up training for it. I just came off a cross-country season in high school and was like, oh, well, you know, I'll try. And just, we'll go and just run it for fun.
Do you ever desire to run a marathon, like a full?
Yeah, I mean, eventually, once I'm done with cross-country training and stuff, I think I definitely want to try to train for that.
Is there a specific marathon that you would like to run in a specific city? Or?
I don't know. I mean, there's a couple back home in Anchorage that I'd like to run. But, I mean, even the Blue Ox Marathon, I think that would be kind of neat to run because I really like where the course goes and stuff.
All right, the indoor track and field schedule looks like this. This weekend, you're at the UND Open Friday and Saturday. A two-day meet. So will your team go overnight and stay in Grand Forks, or will you guys all travel separate, different?
We'll all kind of travel separate because on Friday it's mostly just the throwing events, and so they'll throw on that Friday, and then the rest of us will go down Saturday where all the jumping, pole vaulting, running events kind of go on during that day.
It's one of the rare ones you can go on Superior, too. Close. There and back in the same day without it really being that big of a deal.
It's kind
of
nice.
Versus, I mean, you're not going to be going to Wayne State
yeah.
and coming back the same day.
Mm-hmm. Well, and then the NSIC Indoor Track and Field Championships are less than a month away from tomorrow. I mean, that's coming up pretty quick. What do you hope to accomplish as a team and as individuals going forward in these next 3-4 weeks?
Yeah, I think everyone's just looking to get, like, stronger and stronger. Like, all these next couple of weeks are kind of where we're in the big main chunk of our training. We're, like, we're all going to be a little tired going into these meets, but it's kind of to look towards the future. You know, conference meet will taper, but we'll be strong from all these workouts that we've done. And I think all of us right now are just trying to, like, take every race and try to run a little faster just because you kind of have to, like, qualify for conference. You have to get at least, like, top 25 in some events. So you want to run a good time, but, you know, you, with all the hard training, it doesn't always work out. So,
well, BSU's had some national
national
participants and winners.
Yes.
Right? And from that experience, if I recall, you can qualify now, right, for the national tournament?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Has anybody qualified yet for the team?
We haven't had anybody qualify. I think Tierra has provoed, which is provisional. So if you hit provisional and you're, you know, her throw is further than someone else's, in like the top, I think, 15 or 20 or something, then she will get in. Mm-hmm. So you kind of have to hit provisional, and then if you're better than other people, then you can still get in.
Yeah.
And then there's, like, you know, automatic qualifiers, which is a little bit, like, further of a throw or, faster of a time. And I don't think anyone is automatically qualified from our team.
Okay, before we let you go, we got to get to know the athlete. Biss and Kevin, you guys think of a fun question. All right. What kind of music do you listen to get ready for a race?
Normally I listen to kind of country and folk music, but for races I kind of like to just kind of get a little bit amped, a little bit more like pop kind of music just to get a little bit excited about running. And
okay. All right. Kevin?
Do you have a pet?
I do. I have a dog. Her name is Zany. She's a rescue.
Oh, yeah. What kind of dog?
She is a mix of Lab, Husky, and Pomeranian. Lots of different.
Lab, Husky, Pomeranian.
Yes.
So let me guess. Her head's about this big.
Yeah.
And her heads are close together, and then her body's about this big, right?
Funny. I love it.
What have you binge-watched recently?
Recently, I binge-watched Yellowstone. I really like that show. Yeah,
a lot of people do. Yeah.
I haven't watched it yet. It's on my list, my to-do list. So, Mary, thank you so much for joining us. It's always fun to get to know our Beaver athletes. Of course, we do this every Wednesday night, so your chance to meet all of our great athletes. Mary Goodwin from the BSU Indoor Track and Field Team, a BSU record holder in multiple events now. Congratulations, Mary. Good luck this weekend.
Thank you so much.
And we've got one more break to get to. We will let Jody give away some Fozzy's Smokin' Barbecue gift cards, hopefully. And we'll be back to give you an update on what's happening this weekend on the Beaver Radio Network. It's the Coach's Huddle from Fozzy's Smokin' Barbecue here in Bemidji.
The Huddle at the Tavern on the South Shore. The Huddle is the Beaver Radio Network on WMIS-FM, The River.
Mountain Dew Zero Sugar asks, ever wonder what it would be like to live in an alternate universe? One where everything seems to work just the opposite of the way you'd expect? Well, friends, welcome to the alternate universe of Mountain Dew Zero Sugar. Mountain Dew Zero Sugar defies all the odds of the normal physics of flavor. Because even though it says zero sugar right there on the bottle, when you crack one open, the taste is nothing less than outrageously delicious. Hey, transport yourself to an alternate universe with Mountain Dew Zero Sugar. Zero sugar, all dew.
Before or after this week's BSU Beavers game, get your fill of pizza, pasta, beer, and wings at the Green Mill Restaurant in Bemidji. Or if you'd rather order takeout or delivery, take advantage of the Green Mill's awesome takeout and delivery specials, such as Friday and Saturday's family meal deal, or Sunday's large one-topping deep-dish pizza for $14.99. Look for menu details online at greenmill.com and call 218-444-1875 to order your very own Green Mill delivery of the game. Pizza, pasta, beer, and wings. We'll see you at the mill.
When you're ready to leave your garage like a NASCAR driver, but you can't get your garage door up.
If you can't get it up, call Gaslin. Gaslin Garage Door.
With fully stocked vehicles, they're ready for almost any situation. And that means they can get it up. Call Gaslin Garage Door, and there's a good chance one trip is all they'll need. Call Gaslin Garage Door.
Call 556-1517. Garage Door.
It's never too early to consider your goals and refine your vision for retirement. We're Alan Zutz and Rice Miller with Thrivent, and we're here to help you create a strategy that reflects your priorities. We can help you assess your needs and determine the right next steps for your unique situation. Call 218-444-0202 to get started. That's 218-444-0202. That's Alan Zutz and Rice Miller with Thrivent Financial. 218-444-0202.
You've trained for this all year. Endless hours of cardio, conditioning, and weights. And now you are ready. Ready to trek back to your seat from the concession stand. Through the lines, lost fans, and that mascot who wants you to do a little dancey dance. All without spilling a drop of your ice-cold Bud Light. Welcome back to football, sports fans.
The Huddle at the Tavern on the South Shore. The Huddle is the Beaver Radio Network on WMIS-FM, The River.
Welcome back to Fozzie Smoke and Barbecue, our coach's huddle, and also Tom Ceratori's show. Of course, Tom and the Beaver men's hockey team on the road. They are headed to Lake Superior State, where they will take on the Lakers this Friday and Saturday. 6:07 on Friday, 5:07 on Saturday. Schultze will have the call, beaverradionetwork.com, and also 92.1 The River. Also in action this weekend, we mentioned indoor track and field at the UND Open in Grand Forks. That's a Friday, Saturday. You heard Mary Goodwin talking about that here just moments ago. Thanks to Mary for joining us, of course. Men's basketball and women's basketball Friday taking on Southwest Minnesota State. Kevin, you'll have those games 5:30 and 7:30 on Friday. Then on Saturday, the Beavers will take on Sioux Falls at 3:30 and 5:30, the men before the ladies.
Yeah, that's a reminder, starting last weekend, so this will be the first home weekend where the men will play first. They will play 5:30 on Friday, the women at 7:30, and then on Saturday, the men at 3:30. And the women at 5:30. That was a flip-flop that just happened last weekend.
Yeah, that'll be a great battle for both of those two teams. Go get your tickets and cheer on our Beavers Friday and Saturday at the BSU Gymnasium. Beaver women's hockey at St. Cloud. The Huskies ranked number 15 in the country right now. Beavers coming off of a great weekend against Minnesota, despite losing on Saturday, played outstanding. They're going to take that momentum to Olympic-size ice on Friday and Saturday, taking on the Huskies at the Herb Brooks National Hockey Center. I'll have those games for you. Friday, 6 o'clock face-off, and Saturday, 1 o'clock face-off, a quick turnaround. Of course, our Budweiser pregame show is always a half hour before the opening face-off or tip-off or whatever. That's it for Beaver sports this weekend. Again, the Saturday game for Beaver women's hockey, part of Hockey Day Minnesota, so that'll be on Bally Sports. But like I said, turn down the audio, tune in, get it synced, and listen to my broadcast on VivaRadioNetwork.com. Thanks to everybody who joined us here, all of the new faces in the crowd here at Fozzie's, all of our familiar faces. I see Doug and Renee Life there ignoring me. Dougie, Renee. New grandparents, by the way. Congratulations. Also, thanks to Britt Lauritsen, our athletic director, her wife Emily in the crowd here tonight. Newly moved here, I should add, to the frozen tundra of Bemidji. And a shout-out to the president of our university for joining us tonight, Dr. John Hoffman, and his lovely wife. Thanks for being part of our audience here tonight as well. Biz, you got big plans for the weekend.
Well, Hockey Day is on Saturday, so our Hockey Day crew that, became like family because of Hockey Day, we're going to get together and watch. And you want to tune in because Bemidji is going to be featured again on Hockey Day. They were here, Bally Sports North, recording some interviews of players who participated in hockey.
Awesome.
Hockey Day that are still around. Dante Lawson of the Beavers. Mitch Wolf was playing for Andover. Dante was playing for Greenway Colerain.
Right. Cool.
They're going to announce what the proceeds of the event went to. If folks remember, we raised a lot of money to put on the event, and anything made above what it cost was going to be donated back to Bemidji Youth Hockey. And that total is going to be announced on Saturday, and it is
very
significant.
Cool.
That wasn't the purpose, obviously, but it turned out because of the overwhelming support we got from the community that we have a lot of money that is being donated back to hockey here in Bemidji.
Awesome. Well, that's great news. So there's another reason to watch Hockey Day Minnesota action. Kev, you've got a big weekend this weekend as well with Beaver basketball.
Right. Yeah, as we mentioned, doubleheaders Friday and Saturday. The men play first, women play second. Both of the teams that the men will play are tied for first in the Southern Division. Also, the player of the week is coming to town Friday from Southwest, so it should be an interesting weekend.
Should be a great weekend. Again, thanks to everybody for joining us here. Thanks to our friends here at Fozzie Smoke and Barbecue. The food is amazing.
Wait staff did a great job, so make sure you tip the wait staff and the bartenders.
Absolutely. And thanks to Jody for being our MC tonight and giving away some great prizes. We'll be back here next Wednesday at 6 o'clock. Join us every Wednesday for the Coach's Huddle and Tom Ceratori show here on the Beaver Radio Network. Good night, everyone.
WMIS-FM, The River, 92.1, Black Dog Bemidji.
I still can't even hardly believe my ears when you even tell me this.
Translator K237FJ, 95.3, Thief River Falls, and W300BP, 107.9, Grand Rapids.
Now this I love.
Northern Minnesota's rock station.